Well, Federated Farmers says proposed changes to the Resource Management Act mark the, quote, end of the war on farming. The government says its amendment bill will ease the burden on them by making requirements on farming less coverall and more pragmatic. Federated Farmers Vice President Colin Hurst joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Colin. Do you really think the status quo at the moment, you describe it as a war on farming? Why is that?
Well, that's what it feels like to us farmers. It's just continual asking for paperwork and regulations and consents for activities our farmers are already doing. We're already doing a lot of these good activities, and we don't want poor practice just as much as anybody.
Okay, so it's the paperwork side of things, not the actual practice on farm.
That's right, yeah. It's the cost of getting our resource consents, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 we've been quoted to get our winter grazing consents. And so, that type of thing.
So you would still be, in terms of, for example, winter grazing, you would still be adhering to those rules, you're saying, without actually having to prove that on paper?
Definitely. And the situation in Southland, and this is where the winter grazing is in the spotlight, essentially, but the central government rules are being relaxed, but there's also the rules from our regional councils, and they're getting toughened up. So it's taking away the centralisation and give more localism to the rules. Because what's happened with the government, with the previous government, is these rules were right across the whole country. And, from Northland to Southland, we've got different environments, it's all different, really.
I'm not sure if you heard the former Prime Minister on the program earlier, who was saying that things did improve, but only after those rules were put in force, only after they did, force farmers to take that action and back it up with that paperwork, which is so annoying.
Yes, there's no question our farmers improved. And look, it's peer pressure too from our fellow farmers. As I said earlier, we look after our stock and we want to do a really good job for the environment. The companies we sell our produce to are asking for all this stuff as well. So, yeah, I think there's nothing to see here, really. I think farmers are really on board with us.
Do you acknowledge that some farmers may not be on board with it, that there will be some, who are reluctant to make these changes?
Yeah, there could be the odd one or two. It's like all sectors, there's always some that let us down. And look, we will be keeping a really close eye on this. Look, there is an opportunity with this coming winter. The rules aren't in effect till next year, so we'll keep a good eye on what's going on. So definitely we will be calling out poor practice just as much as anybody.
Thank you for your time this morning. That was Federated Farmers Vice President Colin Hurst.